one of our favorites, Mark Giordano of the Calgary Flames, joining us. Mark, welcome to Tim and Sid. How are you doing? How's the family? What's the situation like?
Hey, guys. Yeah. What's going on? I miss you guys. I haven't seen you on TV in a bit, but...
Probably a good thing.
No, the family's doing well. The family's doing well. I think everyone's adjusted to our new normal now, which is social distancing, and we're just trying to get through the days. We have a bit of a routine. I try and get up, work out, and then our son Jack does his school, and try to help him out with that, while our daughter, you know, tries to bother him and stop him from doing that. But no, it's been good. I think like everyone, we're glued to the TV watching the updates on the news and hoping for the best, and that's all we can do right now is do our part and then go from there. So I think Calgary's done a great job of sort of flattening this curve, and hopefully we can keep it going and everyone can be safe.
Completely agreed. Listen, I have 7 and 9 at home, and I've realized that I am not as good a teacher as I thought I might have been, and I've also figured out that long division sucks. What have you learned about being at home and one homeschool? And I think your second one is 2 years old, is that correct?
Yeah, so Jack's 7, and we have a Reese is 2. So, yeah, I mean, like when they first started saying, you know, you're going to have to get the kids online and you know, the whole classroom on the computer thing, I was expecting maybe half hour, an hour a day that you're going to have to sit down and work with your kid. But, man, it's time-consuming. It's a full day. They're full days, and my wife's been really... diligent with it, and it's been tough, and especially when you have a 2 year old like we do, who is buzzing around and not letting him get through his work as easily as it could be, it's been tough. So a lot of respect out there to all the teachers, for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You know, Mark, I remember, Mark, you winning that Norris Trophy, saying you were, quote, young and fresh. You don't sound young and fresh right now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a little bit old and worn out right now, to be honest. No, I mean, yeah, it's an adjustment, right? And it's been, I mean, I'm trying to explain to my son, like, there's nothing normal about this. And he sort of gets it, but I'm like, when you're my age or a lot older than me, you're going to be reading about this in books and textbooks. So I'm trying to explain that part of it, but it's been a huge adjustment for everyone. And, we'll get through it.
Mark Giordano, captain of the Calgary Flames, joining us here on Tim and Sid. And listen, we do this segment called The Good News of the Day, where instead of reporting all the terrible things that we see on the news, we try and find people that are doing good in their community. And your name came up, and we figured we had to have you on to discuss. And it came up because of a social media post from a local Calgarian saying that someone working for you paid for over $400 worth of her groceries. It was an amazing story. How did this come about?
Yeah, I mean, I found it funny that the tweet or the quote said that I had someone working for me. What happened was, my wife and I were sitting at home, and we were just thinking about all the people who, obviously, during these times, a lot of people losing their jobs and not being able to support their families, and you just feel terrible. And we're on Facebook, actually, and there are two Facebook groups that popped up on her feed, and we were going through some of the people writing in and some of the needs, and we just thought that it was an unbelievable group, and these people are doing such great things, and they're providing people with, you know, if they need groceries, if they need, some people need rent, you know, some people need groceries, some people need laptops for their kids to be able to do their schoolwork. So there's a lot of different people within our city here in Calgary that are, you know, reaching out for help. And I thought, we thought, I should say, that it was a great thing to do. And you know what, when times like these hit, and we're all, especially as athletes, we all have the means to help people. I think it's, you know, it should be a little bit of an obligation to all of us to sort of help out those people, especially in our cities, for sure.
Mark Giordano of the Calgary Flames joining us here on Tim and Sid. Mark, it felt, correct me if I'm wrong, it felt like you really just wanted to do this and not get any publicity for it. So how did it get out? Like, who let the cat out of the bag?
The plan was obviously, I don't think it's, you know, when you do something like this, I don't think you should be doing it to, you know, to build your brand or anything like that. I think it should come from the heart. And what happened was, I think someone just tweeted about it. I think the lady who was in the store and had her groceries bought just tweeted about it. And I don't know if one of the local news stations or something picked it up. So that's how I imagine it got out there. But, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, a lot of these, there's a lot of heroes on this Facebook group or these two Facebook groups that we've been working with. And, you know, there's actually people, you know, who are going out and actually buying groceries for people. And, you know, every time you go in public and you go to a grocery store, you're putting yourself at risk. So there's a lot of good going on. Like you guys said, there's been a lot of negative news, and you turn on the TV and it's pretty depressing some days, but there's a lot of good going on too.
You know what's awesome about it too, Mark, is like both Sid and I lean that way. We both lean the way you just do good work. You don't try and get it out there for people to hear. But what
you
happens
need it on
is,
the gram. You don't have to post a pic. You just kind of
right.
Do it.
But what happens is people are inspired by it. People are inspired by the things that others are doing, and it makes you feel like. Have you heard back from some of the folks that have been helped by what those Facebook groups are doing? And like, that's got to feel great to hear back from stories where you and others that you know are helping in the community.
Yeah, no, it does. It's so, I always say this, you honestly get more out of it than, you know, when you see that relief or you see that person that's so thankful, you get more out of it than them almost sometimes. And, we've done a bunch of things. One of the most rewarding things we've done, during this whole thing is, so our son had his birthday on the 4th of April, and his friends all came by, and you know how they're doing those birthday trains? I don't know if they're doing them in Toronto with the cars and the fire trucks coming by and honking the horns. So we've gone on a couple of those, and to see the looks on the kids' faces, we've been going on as many of those as we can just to show our son too.
That's
and
awesome.
And support other kids. But those are the coolest ones. The kids really get a kick out of it, and you feel terrible because they can't have their regular birthday parties, but those ones have been pretty cool too.
Awesome.
I know, Mark. I was lucky enough. Timmy and the guys gave my birthday completely unnecessary treatment back in March when this was all kind of breaking. And it was just
kind of the same
nice.
Thing.
It was kind of the same thing
as the 7-year-old.
They didn't drive by with the cars and honk, but whatever. I let it go. I forget about it. It's not a big deal. Tim, anything else along these lines? I kind of want to ask about some of the newsy stuff today.
Yeah,
anything
no. Let's walk down that road.
All right. Mark, at some point here, the optimist in me, and I had to dig deep to find him, but the optimist in me believes we're going to see you play hockey again here. Today, there are a couple of reports from Elliot Friedman, Larry Brooks. Regular season is going to be done, and it's a 24-team playoff with four teams in each conference playing in a best-of-three format. A, had you heard that scenario before? B, what do you make of it?
Yeah, well, I have heard a bunch of different scenarios thrown out there. Most of the stuff we hear is, you know, through the media or through, you know, tweets or stuff like that. I mean, there hasn't been one that's been really told to the players that this is what's going to happen, this is what we're going to do. But for me, I just don't think it makes any sense to have a few regular season games. And, you know, if you're a team that has no chance of getting in, are you really looking forward to coming back and playing five or six regular season games and then going into your off season again? So I think this one makes the most sense. 12 teams aside, I think whatever it is, it's not going to feel normal coming back this year. So we have to make the most of whatever the league puts in front of us. But in saying that, I do hope at some point, as a player, I do hope at some point we can get to that 7-game playoff format, and, you know, hopefully for the whole playoffs, but if not the whole playoffs, you know, for at least rounds 2, 3, and 4 or something like that, just so that it, you know, you don't want to disrespect the guys who've won the cup in the past and then what they had to go through. So I don't know. I don't know. Some guys who, for myself, you'd want to play those 7-game series that can, you know, turn into wars. I don't really want to see it go best of three the whole way through. I'd much rather hope for 7-game series just as a player, because I know guys have won before. You might look at that and be like, okay, well, we had to do this, and they won it doing that, right? So,
So you don't want to run into an older guy who's won the cup and have to and them say to you, kind of half sarcastic after a couple of pops, yeah, nice Stanley Cup win there, winning 8 games or whatever it is. Like there is a part of you that is very cognizant of that. I hear Mark, like, you want it to be legitimate in terms of the postseason.
Yeah. Like, honestly, for me, the perfect scenario for me is for somehow we can get to the 7-game series playoff format. I don't mind the 24 team scenario that they've thrown out there to allow teams that were on the bubble to have a chance to get in. But for me, it's more about, okay, at a certain point, I would hope that it would turn into a 7-game series. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
the part of this that we all kind of understand, and you mentioned it, so it's not like I'm splitting any atoms here, is it's less than ideal. Like, we all know that this is, I mean, there's a global pandemic out there, and we can't exactly lay down, you know, best laid plans. But if you had to quarantine or go to a hub city and be away, obviously you're a pretty strong family man, like, are most of the guys okay with going through those steps in order to get a playoff in?
I believe so. I mean, I know it would be tough and it would suck to be away from your family and your loved ones, obviously, for however long it would be, a month or 2 months. But, you know, I think as players, we all understand there's great parts of about our job, and there's sometimes that aren't so great. And there's also sacrifices that we have to make for the good of the game. And I think it's really important that we play, to be honest. I think there's a whole different list of reasons why we should play if we can, if it's safe. And, you know, we have to be willing to make sacrifices to support our game. Or, you know, it's given us, look what it's given all of us in our lives so far, and we have to continue that for the guys who are coming behind us. So I think it's a sacrifice that most guys are willing to make.
Mark Giordano, captain of the Flames, here on Tim and Sid. Mark, you mentioned there's a lot of reasons to come back and play. What is the most important reason to you that doesn't get spoken enough about?
I've thought about this a lot. I think for me, like, you see what's going on. I was listening to you guys with the CFL and other leagues and how important it is to be able to survive through this and get through this as a league. And you know, there's going to be tough times, but I think as players, the number one reason why we all want to get back to play, and I think it should be, is obviously guys want to win, and guys, we put 70 games into this season. I think guys want to see it through and see, you know, be able to declare a winner. But, you know, there's a lot of different things I've thought about. I think it would be uplifting for people to be able to put on a TV right now and watch sports. I know it's going to be a little bit different, but to watch their favorite team play or cheer for your city, I think it would go a long way for people. But, yeah, I wouldn't put one – I don't know if I could put one ahead of the other, but the most important thing for me is our game's been so great to all of us as players, and our lives are so great because of it. We have to make sure we're doing everything in our power to help it move forward and get through this. Obviously, this is a difficult time.
Yeah, a difficult time for everybody. Captain of the Flames, Mark Giordano, joining us here on Tim and Sid. Before we let you go, as the captain, I'm sure you're in touch with the boys. Like, who has been the most morally, physically uplifting in the group chat throughout? Like, which guy deserves the credit for kind of rallying the boys together? Because I know there seems to be an MVP in every group.
Yeah, I would say ours is Big Luch, Milan Lucic. I think, you know, when he needs to needs to send a funny pic out there that lifts the boys' spirits. He does, but I think he's been the most positive. You could feel it. You could feel how bad he wants to get back in play. He, you know, we were joking about it. We'll do whatever it takes, right? So, you know, at the start of this whole thing, I think there's a lot of negativity. I think guys are sort of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel with all that's going on in North America right now. And yeah, but I would say Luch is the guy who, in our group, who lifts everyone up. And it's pretty cool because, you know, he could easily say, let's forget it. I've won the Stanley Cup. I've been there, done that. But it's pretty cool to see a guy who's won before want it so bad again.
Yeah.
Mark, who in the group chat do you sometimes wish would drop their feed? Like, who's the opposite of Lucic? Like, who just gets, because we're all trying to, honestly, like Tim and I, we're working on some technology here. We've all kind of learned this new way of socializing and a new way of kind of talking to each other. Who in your group chat hasn't figured that out yet?
Oh, man. There's a bunch of guys who sometimes you just wish they would drop their drop their phone, especially when it's midnight, yeah. And your phone keeps lighting up every 2 seconds because there's one guy who feels like he needs to post 1,000 pics. But
yeah,
in our group, guys have been pretty good. But I would say, who's the most annoying? I can't think of it right off the top of my head, but, you know, I would say Backlund maybe for a little bit, which is surprising.
Backlund? Really?
Yes.
Yeah, like for some reason, his posts weren't, I can't remember, but he was annoying me at one point there, but, you know.
My group, it's Johnny, the Bachelors.
Johnny had some funny ones, but he didn't think we were playing for sure at the start of this. He was like, oh, man, we're never going to play again. But he's come around, I think. So, yeah, there's been a few guys. But all in all, it's been pretty good. I mean, it's been easier, a lot easier to stay in touch with the guys than I thought with all the, you know, the group chats and all the FaceTimes and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I've had to tell a few of my buddies, like, my kids see my phone. Stop this. Like, that's enough. The kids grab a hold of the phone. Stop. Or we're going to disconnect on this. Listen, we really appreciate the time. It's awesome that you're not only a captain of the Flames, but a captain in the community. And however it came out, it's awesome to see. And I know that you're inspiring others to do the exact same. We always appreciate your time. And hopefully the next time we do this, Mark, we'll be doing it and talking a little bit of hockey.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, guys. And yeah, I hope to see you guys. I haven't seen you on TV. Are you guys getting back on the tube soon, or what's going on?
Monday at Sportsnet 360. We're back on.
Perfect.
So be careful what you wish for, Gio.
Yeah,
be careful what you
do. Right. Thing, but we'll be back.
Okay, guys. Take care.
All right, be well.
Stay safe, brother.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.